Centered Festival is really designed to, like, provide life-enriching events for Indianapolis. So this weekend was really, like, a true testament of everything that the 500 Festival encompasses. It started off with Friday with the memorial service, and on Facebook I saw a poll, and it's ranked number one in the nation. So it was really, like, an honor to be a part of that. They brought in a four-star general from Washington, D.C., and he talked, and it was one of those services that just, like, brought you to tears. And a lot of people think that race weekend, you know, is all about race weekend. But realistically, we really need to step back and think that it's Memorial Day weekend and it's about the fallen soldiers. So it was really nice that that just, like, put it in perspective and, like, allowed me to really, truly think about that as the days went on. After that, on Saturday, we had the 500 Festival Parade, which was an amazing experience. It's the third largest parade in the nation. So, yeah, it's just, like, wonderful. I mean, I'm from Peru, and Peru is, like, we have the Circus City Parade. It was just so big and so many people. 300,000 people come. It's live on Wish TV, WTHR, NBC nationally. So it's a nationally watched parade, and it was just amazing to be a part of something so big. And when I became a 500 Festival Princess, like, they said, you know, you're becoming a part of something so much bigger than yourself. And that just, like, really kind of hit home, and, like, it made it seem so realistic because all these people are there watching you, and my family was there, so it was, like, so fun to be able to bring my family and make them a part of this, because I've been truly gone every day for the past month, so it was really awesome that they were able to be there. And after that, as soon as we got off the parade float, they bused us immediately to back to the dorms, and a salon was waiting, and they did our hair and makeup, and we went to Snake Pit Ball, which is a ball pretty much the night before that the 500 Festival puts on, and a lot, like, brings in all the celebrities that came in from out of town. I got to meet Madison Koshin, Nathan Kress, some just, like, big names from Hollywood that were really fun to meet and talk to. And then the princesses, as of last year, they allowed the princesses to come in. It's a $400 ticket, so it's really, like, an awesome experience for us, and a huge blessing that we get to go inside and dance and just have a great time together and kind of celebrate our really, truly last night all together. And then race day. So race day was just everything I would have dreamed about and more. And I remember the princesses last year said that the race day was, like, the best day. And after Saturday, I was like, there's no way that anything could top this day, but it did, because experiencing a race as a princess is, like, a completely different perspective. Race day, we got to be a part of driver introductions literally right there. Like, I could see myself on the screen as they're introducing them, which was so cool because there's a band playing and it just felt so real. And we got to be in the pits beforehand. I got to meet a Dancing with the Stars lady, a Pacers player. I'm a huge Grey's Anatomy fan, and Denny Duquette from Grey's was there, and that was so exciting. But just, like, be a part of the magic that so many people treasure, you know, and just, like, is part of their tradition. And it was an honor. And to be right there when the four-star general talked again to the whole IMS, and that was amazing. And then we sat through the race, and then after, we even got to be in Victory Circle. And, like, we had a first, you know, first row seat to, like, the best part of the race. And it was so amazing to watch him get out of his car, and he just was so excited that he won. And everything just, like, came full circle. And it was, I mean, it truly has been a full-time job. And I've spent so many hours and days and money on gas for being from Peru. And so, yeah, it was just, like, it all just, like, hit me. And I cried a lot that it was done, but it was so amazing and a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and I truly cannot recommend it enough for college-age women to get involved with this, because they said it's bigger than yourself. It is so much bigger than yourself, and it's just, it's a once-in-a-lifetime experience on so many different levels. Like, that almost doesn't even, like, begin to explain it. So it was amazing. I can't talk about how blessed I am enough to have been one of the 33 women that were chosen to be 500 Festival Princess.